Okay. This is a story about my days at NYU as a film student, and I guess the best way to sum it up is to say it's about losing the war but winning a battle. At the time, I was a junior in college, and one of my professors was a guy named Dan Kleinman, who was a screenwriting professor, and my production professor was a woman named Emily Rothschild. Now, Dan had sold one of his screenplays, which had gotten produced at a movie with George C. Scott, so he was really well regarded there. And Emily was a documentary filmmaker and like a really accomplished rock and roll photographer, so everybody thought a lot of her. Anyway, I was taking a photography class at the time, and one of my assignments was to look at the photographs by a guy named Larry Clark, who had taken pictures of a time in his life when he was a drug addict, and these pictures just blew my mind. They were a collection called Tulsa. And I used them as the inspiration for a script in my screenwriting class when we were given the assignment of write a script based on a single image. So I used this picture that Larry Clark had taken of his drug-taking friends and fashioned a story out of it about a bunch of drug addicts living in a house who were visited one day unexpectedly by a vacuum cleaner salesman. And the script was designed to be about kind of a cultural clash set in one location with only three characters, and it was about 10 pages long, and I thought, well, this is a perfect sort of script for my junior production class. Dan, my screenwriting professor, really liked it, and he even had me read it for the class. Emily, my production teacher, hated it, hated it, hated it, and wanted to flunk me because of it. She considered it, in her words, immoral for some reason. I never really understood why it so offended her. It eventually went up with me going to the head of the school, a guy named Haig Manoogian, who had been Marty Scorsese's film teacher about a decade earlier. And Haig, wisely, I suppose, for him, chose his battles and decided to stay out of it. And so Emily's decision not to let me turn it into a movie is the one that stood. But Dan very quietly submitted the script to, I think it was the Rothschild Foundation
So you
for.
didn't know that Dan submitted it?
No, he didn't tell me that he had submitted it to this Rothschild Foundation, which had endowed NYU, School of the Arts, with tuition scholarships. And he later informed me that I won a tuition scholarship for my script. So even though I never actually got a chance to make that movie, I did, have some of my costs defrayed for my senior year at school.
So, what did it teach you about listening to people's criticisms?
Unfortunately, it impacted very negatively on me at the time. It kind of killed a lot of my more ambitious, adventurous instincts about storytelling and made me feel like I had to write something very safe in order to get it turned into a film at film school. And it probably should have taught me what I learned a lot later in life, which is that, when you want to tell a story, tell that story. Don't let anybody get in your way. Find a way to make it happen, because if you back down, the other side has pretty much won the battle, and you've lost your opportunity to express yourself.